Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Costas from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And I'd just like to thank Batman, our announcer,
yes,
and also Sam Maupin, our producer,
yes,
today. Thank you very much, Sam.
Yes, we're learning a little geography because his last name is like Maupin, Oregon.
Right,
so we're taking a look at
not
that.
Far from, I'm just looking on a map here,
yeah,
Antelope, Oregon, which, mm-hmm, have you watched the Netflix series called Wild Wild Country?
I have not.
Ooh, watch that. It's about the Bhagwan Sri Rajneeshi. And back in the 1980s.
Say that again.
Bhagwan Sri Rajneeshi.
Bhagwan Sri Rajneeshi.
It is a fascinating story because they, back in the late 1980s.
Is that a native word?
It was a cult.
Oh.
And they wore red. They took over the town of Antelope, Oregon, changed the name to Rajneeshpuram, got themselves elected onto the city council, and then they went.
And then that's where shawarma came from?
And they, that's funny. There is, Sharma Bhagwan Sri Rajneeshi. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But no, it's a fascinating story. But if you have a chance, this is a very true story. They,
okay,
almost got the entire county. And they tried,
okay,
to win the election by sending Trailways buses out to all corners of the United States, loading the buses up with homeless people, shipping them to
just
Antelope,
like we were
Oregon,
talking about in the last
right,
segment,
who all registered to vote, and
oh my
and
gosh,
and they almost pulled it off.
Wow!
And so it's a
how did
fascinating
it get found
story
out? Like how did they stop it?
They finally stopped it because the county elections clerk invalidated voter registrations within like a certain 1 week period or something.
Huh.
But also simultaneously, the Rajneeshis decided they were going to.
Well, what did they do with their new homeless population that was just bussed in?
They were allowed two beers a day.
And are you joking right
I
now?
I am not joking. But because these are homeless people and they had drug issues, mental issues, they had all sorts of issues.
Wait, how long ago was this?
1987, 88.
Wow.
And so they...
I guess you may have said that. I thought you said like 1880s.
No,
of course,
no, no,
I should have
no,
known when you said bus
and,
people in.
And they drugged the beer to keep the homeless people under control. But when that whole plot failed, they loaded them,
jeez,
on buses and just they'd drive them into Portland or Salem and just let them off. So it was a
interesting,
a fascinating, fascinating story.
Okay, now I do
so
want to see this because
this
that's
a
very interesting part of Northwest history right
it
there.
It is. And not everybody
that's not
sort
that long
of,
ago.
You sort of lived through it.
Yeah.
You know, it was all over
well,
the
I
news
Well, I moved
at
here
the
in
time.
89, so I wouldn't have really paid attention
you missed
to it.
It.
Yeah.
It was all over the news and it was happening. But it's on Netflix and it's called Wild Wild Country. And I'd highly recommend that show.
Wild
really,
Wild
really
Country.
Interesting.
Got it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
well, all those interesting factoids that we bring up on our show.
That's right.
But, you know, we talk about other factoids that are more kind of current.
Sure.
Such as the market rates.
Interest rates.
Yes. Let's talk about
anybody
that because we didn't do that in our first segment. So.
Right. Well, you know, it's a very busy week. And, of course, this week was, you know, started Monday with the North Korea Accord being reached,
mm-hmm,
and that so far hasn't had a huge impact on interest rates. Federal Reserve meeting, the European Central Bank meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a really, really busy week.
Yes.
And so mortgage interest rates are going to fluctuate based on the bond market. And as I've said many times, the bond market fluctuates based on
fear.
That's it. So
yes,
fear of inflation. So if something happens that's
I
good
tried
for
to cue Sam
being
up on the scream.
Yeah, we normally need a scream on this.
Usually
yeah.
Go, ah!
No, what's going on? So, no, but fear. So things that are good for the economy, creating jobs, growth, all that is bad for interest rates, you know, because it can cause inflation, and inflation causes interest rates to rise. So right now the rates are holding so far fairly steady, a little bit higher than we were last week.
Okay.
And so right now, the national average for, mm-hmm, a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loan is 4.7%, up about a tenth of a percent,
yep,
from a week ago.
We're inching closer to 5.
Mm-hmm. That's getting there. 15-year fixed rates are averaging 4.14%.
Okay.
VA and FHA loans, 4.45. Always a little better rate on a VA, mm-hmm, compared to a conventional mortgage.
Yep.
And jumbo fixed 30-year fixed rates hovering also right around 4.73%. Shorter term loans, adjustable rate loans, like you could take out a 7/1 ARM.
Yep.
That's a 30-year mortgage. It has a fixed rate for 7 years. And then if you kept it longer than that, the rate would adjust once per year after that.
Correct.
Right now hovering around 4.125%. And a 5/1 ARM hovering around 3.95%.
Okay.
So, you know, we're still not the end of the world. They're up just a little bit. And
still better than my first house at 9.
That's right. And we are off of our 52-week highs. So we're not as bad as we have
been.
Wait,
were you at a cannabis place?
That, your 52-week high. yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
So
I'm not really that 4.20 friendly. But,
yeah, there you go. You know. Well, you know.
I know other people are. I'm really not.
Sometimes the way we talk.
Which is making Tinder and Bumble dating really interesting.
Okay, TMI. So, I don't even know what that is, but I'm going to pretend I do. So,
any listeners who know are going to probably, I hope they're cracking up right now.
Oh, my gosh. They're
scrambling
for their phones.
Right now. My God. I just, you know what? I just had to take my profiles down.
Uh-oh.
Not in a bad thing. It was like, yeah. I was on Tinder, and if I don't pay attention for a couple of days, there was like 734 people who'd liked my profile.
Really?
It was insane.
Holy cow.
Like, if I was to, like, only contact one person a day, it would be 2 years worth of ridiculousness.
Wow.
So, yeah. I know. I'm popular.
Well, if you need any credit reports run, just let me know.
Yeah, well, I do a background check, that's for sure.
Yeah, go work on all of that. So, and kind of summary, rates are holding in there. It's kind of been the same all spring so far. Two steps forward, one step back. You know, the rates have drifted up a little bit all year, and you know, we don't know if that trend will continue, but seems to sort of stabilized a little bit at this point.
So, well, I'm glad to see that. Well, and if people want to know more about it and why and what programs and everything else that are out there,
they should take a class.
Yes, where perhaps, perchance, could they do so?
I think they should go to the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center in West Seattle.
Yep,
on Saturday. Del Ridge. Yep, on Saturday, June 23rd.
Yes.
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You know
you
why?
Because we'll be there.
That's right. That's
and our right. happy, friendly faces.
You and I are going to be teaching the official first-time homebuyer class. This is one that Reba and I have volunteered for the Washington State Housing Finance Commission for, oh my gosh, many, many years.
I've kind of lost count how many years. I've been in the, June 1st, by the way, it is June. June 1st was my 15-year anniversary in the industry.
Oh, that's right. Yay. Happy anniversary.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. I know, I still have the plaque you gave me at my 10-year when it was in the middle of the recession.
That's
and you're like,
right.
Great. You said something like, congrats for making it or something like
surviving.
Surviving. Yeah. It was more like surviving.
Oh my gosh.
But and there's, you know, there's going to continue to be all kinds of interesting stuff. I mean, well, you know, talking about Amazon, not just from a head tax, they just put some news out that, you know, it's probably going to have some repercussions in my industry about how people can access houses. And there's a lot of new business models coming out in industry that will be. And I'm going to be looking for people to come on the show in the near future
to start talking about some of this technology and some of the changes. Yeah. But back to our class.
Yes, so back to the class.
If you are a first-time home buyer or if you know someone who
or
is,
haven't owned a home for 3 years.
That's right. Then you are a first-time home buyer.
Correct.
This is a really good class to take because...
Yes. Or if you're someone who's just coming back from the recession. Because there are still people who are getting their credit back on track. I just met someone 2 weeks ago, and that was something he's still working really hard to get back from that because he lost a home during
getting
that time
to
a short sale.
Jump back in the market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Well, the thing about this class is it entitles you to a couple things. One is access to special financing programs that require you complete a first-time homebuyer class. Those include zero-down type financing, and there are some special grant programs out there as well. Additionally, if you buy a home, you've taken this class, and if you're putting less than 20% down, your loan typically requires PMI, mortgage insurance. Well, by taking this class, we can put you in usually a special type of a loan program that can cut the cost of the PMI in many cases in half. It's significant.
Very significant. Yeah.
So we love to take advantage of those things and tell you all about it. And Reba, you talk
in
about
gross detail.
You do. And you talk.
I talked about you. I mean you.
You're talking about the financing in gross detail.
In deep detail. That's why we have it done at the beginning of the class while everyone's still awake and on coffee, because then we give you lunch.
I keep it interesting.
Sure.
We have fun.
okay. And then and then I get to come in and be the entertaining part for the rest of the afternoon.
I see. I was just about ready to compliment you, but you seem to have done that to yourself, so I guess I don't need to.
Oh, come on. You actually keep the finance stuff pretty interesting. Well, okay, because I've done the class with some other people before, and I will say I like yours best.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I've done the class with other people before, too, and one including whose pants fell down when she was writing on the board. But
not me.
That's a different story.
Yes.
Yeah. So, no, we really do try and keep the class lively and informative.
Right.
And judging by the
interactive
number of folks that hang out after the class, you know, with
even
more questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well received. So the class is free. We do feed you, and but the space is limited. So if you are interested, you can sign up, go to info@teamreba.com.
Yeah. Say that one more time since you stuttered. Yeah,
info@teamreba.com.
Okay.
That would be a way to register for the class. And again, that's going to be on Saturday, June 23rd at the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center in West Seattle on Delridge Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Class does run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Right.
And,
yeah, we can sometimes get done a little bit early, but that's what the state requires. And when we do get done early, that's when we do dive deep into how you can best situate yourself for the competitive market that we're in.
Right.
Because there's a lot of potential pitfalls that can happen if you don't set yourself up properly. And getting a chance to know those kinds of details before you get involved in a transaction can save you a lot of pain and suffering. It can save you a lot of mistakes potentially and maybe move you faster in the competitive market into a home. Because
absolutely.
We have heard, my team hasn't had this happen, but we have heard of people that have gone through as many as 20 offers before they got a home. And that's a whole lot of pre-inspections.
Oh, so
it's a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
And if you imagine that, even if it was only one a week that you tried, that's half a year at least,
you know,
of time that you're out running around. And chances are it's even more than that. So people can get exhausted. And, you know, most of the time they really want this to be a good, fun experience. But we believe that the way it will eventually end up that way is if you become educated and understanding of exactly what the situation is before you get into it. Because you don't want to have to rush into those choices as you're going into the competition.
That's right.
Too much stress.
And speaking of strategies for buying a home, when we come back, I take a quick break here.
Mm-hmm.
We come back, we're going to talk about some ideas about that, how to give you a bit of a leg up in this highly competitive market.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.